Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's Thursday afternoon already, and we are just almost to the weekend. So I told you Monday, just to hang out a little bit, just enjoy the show this week, and it's going to be Friday before you know it, and tomorrow is a free-for-all Friday. I love that I can go home after the show today and turn on television, and there's going to be an NFL game on, the Dolphins and the Bills in Buffalo. I mean, do the Dolphins really have a chance here? The Bills seem to be kind of rolling right now, and I don't know. Miami just hasn't lit it up. I haven't paid that much attention to Miami, but I don't think they have been lighting things up in the first two games. Anyway, I like the Bills tonight, and I like the Bills in general. You know, Buffalo is not the biggest market, kind of like New Orleans, and I somehow feel like there's this. Kind of a relationship with Buffalo and New Orleans, cities that can be, you know, disrespected in the NFL, and you know, teams that have been good teams that haven't always made it to the playoffs and the Super Bowl. The Bills have made it a number of times and haven't won, but I'm talking about recently. Josh Allen, an incredible quarterback, great passer, great runner. And I'm looking forward to the game tonight. I mean, I like the Bills, and I think they're one of those teams that, you know, is kind of disrespected in a way like the New Orleans Saints are kind of disrespected. And, you know, Buffalo's got to be a tough city to live in. You know, it's on one of the Great Lakes, and that lake effect snow and winters in Buffalo have just got to be brutal. You know, much worse than, in New York City. You know, you get into the Northeast Corridor. I mean, I lived in Philadelphia. And that area, it's not really as bad as you might think. It gets cold and it snows once in a while, not as often as you might think. But man, you're in Buffalo, and that's really, really rough. And Buffalo is the home of the Goo Goo Dolls. I know a lot of you pay close attention to that. You might be Buffalo Bills fans because you're a fan of the Goo Goo Dolls. Well, I like the Bills. I like the Goo Goo Dolls, too. All right, we have a lot to talk about this afternoon. As long as we're talking about football, I do want to mention that I want to talk about the tush push. It's a play where players get behind the running back and literally push his tush over the line, whether it's for a first down or usually for a touchdown. The Eagles created this play, and there's been some controversy about whether or not it should be legal. Well, the owners have talked about it, and it is legal. They've discussed it, and the tush push is legal. And this came up again because last week when the Eagles played the Chiefs in a repeat of the Super Bowl last year here in New Orleans, there was the tush push. And so, you know, the thoughts have come up again, you know, complaints about the push-tush. I don't see a problem with it. Do you? I mean, should the tush push be banned? I mean, what's wrong with pushing a player across the line? You know, if you can. You know, this is something that was unheard of in the NFL many years ago, but there have been a lot of changes in the NFL. And I don't think that because the runner is getting help being pushed across the line, you know, I don't think that's a problem. In fact, when you think about the brutal kind of Neanderthal nature of the tush push, you know, you think that that would have been something that, you know, would have been popular back in the day of, you know, Jim Taylor and Paul Hornung back in the early days of the NFL. Well, those weren't the early days of the NFL, but well, that was relative to today. Those were the early days of the NFL. But, you know, many years ago in the NFL, you would have thought, well, this is something that they would have done back then. And it's something that was invented more recently. So anyway, we'll talk about that this afternoon. Also, there's a new TV series debuting on Peacock. And it's a spinoff on The Office. And they're going to do it like they did The Office. It's called The Paper. And it's about a struggling local newspaper at a time when newspapers are going out of business. And it's streaming starting tonight. And, you know, I want to watch football, so I'm not sure I'm going to see The Paper tonight. But if I don't see it tonight, I'm going to catch it sometime between now and the weekend. I want to see it. I think it's going to be interesting. I also found out that streaming right now accounts for over 47% of TV viewing, compared to 18.4% for broadcast and 22.2% for cable. And I'm not into streaming as much as I should be. I tell you what show I really have invested in. I've got one more episode to watch, and then I have seen all the new episodes for the new season, is Wednesday. And if you go to Wendy's, you know that they've got all these promotions for the show Wednesday. It's a dark take on the Addams Family daughter Wednesday. And Catherine Zeta-Jones plays her mother, and Steve Buscemi is the principal of the school where these extraordinary outcasts go. And, you know, I really enjoy it. It's dark. It's kind of scary. So I don't think it's for little kids. But, you know, I don't know, maybe preteens, teenagers, it would be fine. And you know your kids, so you know whether to watch that or not. But when I look at the results of streaming shows, that is by far the most popular streaming show right now, Wednesday. And I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. They got the hand, you know. They've got the hand that runs around with her, and the, you know, cute girl plays the part of Wednesday. And it's an interesting show. I have enjoyed that. Well, the elephant in the room today is the cancellation of the Jimmy Kimmel Show indefinitely by ABC. This happened as a result of a threat from the FCC, which is under the Trump administration. The threat was made that either ABC do something about Jimmy Kimmel because of something that he said relative to the assassination of Charlie Kirk, either ABC does something about Jimmy Kimmel, or the FCC will do something about Jimmy Kimmel. Now, I posted a video on Substack. If you haven't done it yet, I invite you to subscribe. The app is free. It's all free right now. Go to the app, download the Substack app, and then just search Scoot on the Air. And I would invite you to become a subscriber. And really, it's all free right now for everybody. And I posted a video about some of the details behind this move. ABC appears to be very quick to have made this decision because there is another pending deal involving ABC's parent company and the broadcast company Tigna, which owns Channel 4, WWL-TV, and they're working on a multi-billion dollar merger, which needs President Trump's approval. I don't think this has gotten out a lot. I haven't heard much about this. But one of the reasons that ABC might have been so quick to react to this threat from the FCC is because the parent company wants this deal to go through, this merger to go through, which is a multi-billion dollar merger. But as I have told you from the beginning of this current administration, as a member of the media, I'm concerned about freedom of speech. Many are applauding this. and many are denouncing it. The cancellation of Jimmy Kimmel indefinitely. We'll talk about what he said. I didn't think that what he said, it wasn't wise. He shouldn't have said it. But I didn't think it was really that bad. I think what he said right after the reference to Charlie Kirk was even more sensitive to the current president. And that may have really been the reason why the president got so upset. Now, I agree with Laura Ingraham on Fox News, and I don't always agree with Laura Ingraham. But I agree with Laura Ingraham. This could have been handled privately. The FCC could have just, without going through the media, the FCC could have gone to ABC and said, look, either you do something about Jimmy Kimmel or we're going to take action. And then ABC, without you knowing why, then ABC cancels Jimmy Kimmel. But see, that wouldn't satisfy the current president's desire to let you know that he had influence on firing Jimmy Kimmel. He wants you to know that he has influence on stopping something that he doesn't like. Now, let's dismiss this whole idea that Jimmy Kimmel doesn't have talent, the same way that we should dismiss the idea that Stephen Colbert doesn't have talent. The judgment of talent is subjective. There are people, and I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, I don't watch him. I've heard some highlights from his show over time, and some of the things that he says are funny. But I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel. The idea that somebody's not funny is just an opinion. And people have made it to a certain point in show business to where, you know, collectively, they're funny. Or they wouldn't have gotten to that point where they are. What concerns me about this, though, is the attack on freedom of speech. If there's something that you don't like that's being said, if you don't like the joke pattern of a comedian or somebody on television or somebody on radio, and they get canceled, you're happy about that. But if you are in favor of censorship, if you're in favor of this kind of action being taken, that the day's going to come when you support somebody and you like their speech, you like what they're saying, and that could be canceled. And so when I talk about freedom of speech, this is not anti-Trump. This is nothing but pro-First Amendment. And I think the First Amendment supersedes whoever is in the White House. And the idea that a president is deciding on behalf of the people who like him, that this one individual is deciding what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, is something that is frightening to me as an American. And again, if you like that Jimmy Kimmel has been canceled, I get that. You don't like him. You don't like his jokes. You don't like the late night television. I get that. I understand that. But there are people who do like that. And the idea that it's canceled at the whim of a president because a president doesn't like it, the day could come when a president cancels something that you like. You know, let's say a Democrat wins at some point. Seems kind of, you know, crazy, but, you know, what if a Democrat wins the White House? What if things just, you know, turn out to where things are not good in this country and the right candidates are not running or President Trump is running again? And what if a Democrat wins? What if this Democrat is not asleep like Joe Biden? What if this Democrat is aggressive? And what if this Democrat uses the same precedent to use the FCC to cancel conservative shows? Or to come down on Fox News? Do you see why this is dangerous? this is not my position is not an anti-Trump position. It's a pro First Amendment position. And we have to be very wary of attempts to cancel things because we don't like what they're saying. Because freedom of speech is about understanding that somebody can say something that I don't like, but they still have a right to say it. That is one of the precious things that defines the United States of America. And this is something that we need to uphold. And so I'm concerned today. I'm concerned about the First Amendment. Now, a lot of people don't really know what the role of the FCC is. It's the Federal Communication Commission, and it's an agency under the administration, any administration. And I'm going to explain what the FCC does for those of you who might not be totally sure. And while there are areas of interpretation in the role of the FCC, this has not happened before. I don't ever remember this happening before, and I've been in this business for now 55 years, and I've been talking about issues for a long time, and I don't ever remember this happening. This is very unprecedented, and again, you might think it's positive. You might think it's really good because you don't like Jimmy Kimmel. You don't like that he's made fun of the current president, and so you want him canceled. But what if it turns out one day when somebody you do like gets canceled by a president because that president doesn't like what this person is saying? It could affect you directly. And I think this is a scary precedent. And the director of the FCC, Brendan Carr, he went out of his way to do this publicly because he wanted everybody to know, and everybody in America to know, that the president made this order. This came from the president of the United States to cancel this show because he's not happy with the comedian. And the same thing happened with Stephen Colbert. But in the background of the Stephen Colbert cancellation and in the background of the Jimmy Kimmel cancellation, there is an attempt for a parent company to get to be part of a multi-billion dollar merger that needs the president's approval. Therefore, CBS and now ABC have been more than willing to cancel one show if this is something that makes the current president happy, because they want the deal, the multi-billion dollar deal, to go through. So it's money over principle. And I get that. But I think it's a scary trend. We need to talk about this. But, you know, in talking about this, you know, we've also spent a lot of time this week talking about trying to cool off the heat of political discourse in America. So as we have this conversation, let's have a more intellectual conversation and not a hate-filled conversation. And if anybody starts down the hate road, we'll simply end the conversation. I mean, you don't have a right to be on the air here. It's a privilege. So follow our rules, and our rules are pretty basic. Just, you know, don't spew hate. I don't care which side you're on. And if you start to do that, well, then we're going to end the conversation. It's not like we're cutting you off. But yeah, I guess we are, because we're not going to go down that road. And I really want to try, as I have done all this week, I really want to try to do what I can to have these conversations, these tough conversations, but to also be sensitive about any rhetoric that might ramp people up. So I'm going to be aware of that. I ask you to be aware of that as well. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon.
And good afternoon to you too as well. I got three things to say before we go to break. We're a little late.
Yes.
A number one, go Bills. Let's go Bills.
Yeah.
Let's get the job done, Bills.
Yep.
I got some Buffalo Bills trauma. dating all the way back to high school. Doug Flutie was like one of the first pro athletes I really gained respect for. I couldn't possibly tell you why. The Denver Broncos were very hot at the time, but I really liked Doug Flutie, and I have some sort of unrequited mission there. Number two, I'm glad you're enjoying Wednesday. I myself am watching Alien Earth. Had the penultimate episode come out on Tuesday night. It's very, very good. You should probably check out Alien Earth. I don't know if that's really...
Well, you know, I'm not a sci-fi guy, but I did like the movie Alien. I did enjoy the original, and I might be willing to try Alien Earth.
I think you should give Alien Earth a shot. I mean, I know Wednesday is very popular, and that's kind of why we're talking about it, but Alien Earth is also very popular. I mean, people are loving it. Critics love it. Audiences love it. It's got 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Alien Earth is hot stuff. See, number three. All this conversation about Jimmy Kimmel makes me think all the way back. It makes me get in my time machine and go back deep into history to March of 2024 when the Supreme Court heard the case Murphy versus Missouri. And we don't really have time to get into it now, but this is some really important context that we should have as we're talking about what happened to Jimmy Kimmel and what's going to happen next. More of that a little bit later.
Yeah, and, you know, I woke up this morning. Well, last night I was taking notes on everything that was going on, and I really didn't want to come in and do the show today. I mean, I really don't want to talk about this, but there are things that we do have to address on this show, and this is the biggest story in the country. So we're going to address it, but we're going to try to address it in a different way without ramping up the rhetoric, but just having a conversation about this. The Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right back. You're listening to
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. It's the First Amendment because this is the most fundamental right in America, freedom of speech. And I worry that freedom of speech is under serious attack here when an administration decides they don't want someone on the air and they use their power to get them off the air. If you don't like them, that's one thing. That's okay. Not everybody likes everybody. But to use this power to cancel shows because the comedians make jokes about you. I mean, every president has been the target of jokes. Political humor goes back to the beginning of politics. So this is nothing new. This is the first time that I've ever seen a president react this way. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Patrick in New Orleans. Hey, Patrick, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Hey, my great uncle Harry fought at D-Day at Normandy. And I remember this was the late 70s. I asked him, I said, what were you thinking about? Like when you left the boat, he's like, I was scared. And he said, I was thinking about my family and I was thinking about America and, you know, the ideals. And, you know, when stuff like this happens with this president and you can see where it's headed, And it's such a disgrace to his honor and all those men out there. Like, it makes me sick. You know, and if he, I figure, if he had the courage to step off that boat, I can at least call WWL and war. I mean, this isn't any, this is the most un-American thing that you can think of. If those men and women take an oath to honor the Constitution of the United States, the president was supposed to, too. And it's such a disgrace. You know, it's the First Amendment, because we're supposed to dissent. We're supposed to question our congressmen, our senators, our president, to keep them on the right path, because it didn't work so well in history for kings and dictators.
That's right. That's right. Patrick, I appreciate the call, and I think patriotic Americans need to stand up now and to represent what is right. And you know, this is not so much about what Jimmy Kimmel said relative to the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And I'm going to repeat what he said. I'm going to read what he said. I think it was what he said after that really upset the president. But, you know, Charlie Kirk said things people didn't like. But everybody's standing up and saying, but Charlie Kirk had a right to say those things. Jimmy Kimmel said things people didn't like. But Jimmy Kimmel had a right to say those things. Let's go to Jeff in Starkville. Jeff, welcome to our show.
Hey, how are you, Scoot?
I'm good, Jeff.
I've been listening to your show for a long time. And
appreciate that.
I am a conservative Republican. But I enjoy listening to you because, as far as I'm concerned, we need to be able to listen to different points of view. And that's the problem in our country right now.
Yeah, I agree.
That we don't have any tolerance for the other side's views. And you know, a man gets murdered because people don't like his views. A man gets canceled because people don't like his views. It's ridiculous. I'm an attorney. I'm a divorce attorney, so I can tell you that often I don't agree with my opponent. We fight like hell in court, but at the end of the day, when it's over, we're friends, because that's how it's supposed to be, and I'm willing to stand up and give my life for your right to say things that I don't agree with.
Yeah.
And I don't think we need to cancel Colbert, cancel Jimmy Kimmel, but I'll tell you, and I don't know whether Trump was involved in it or not, but there was a lot of canceling going on before those people by the liberal media. And I don't think that necessarily Obama or Biden were involved, because they didn't have to get involved. But, you know, it's wrong on both sides. And we need to get back to a point where people can disagree and not hate one another because they disagree. That's my position. It's the same thing as with the freedom of religion. Oh, well, why can't we put, you know, the Ten Commandments in school or in the courthouse? And the reason is, well, today it's the Ten Commandments. Yeah. Tomorrow it's some other religion.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to stand up for one another and the right to disagree. Yeah. And we need to listen to one another and stop being so intolerant.
Jeff, you said something so important when you said that there's no tolerance for other views, and I've been talking about that a lot this week, and that's the challenge. You know, anybody can accept freedom of speech if you agree with the speech. The challenge is to respect freedom of speech if you disagree with the speech. And for all those who are standing up for what Charlie Kirk said, even though some people didn't like it, well, Jimmy Kimmel said things that people didn't like. But he had a right to say those things, even if they were wrong in the minds of a lot of people.
He had an absolute right to say those things, and he shouldn't be canceled for it. And the liberals and the conservatives need to come together and fight for one another's freedom to say things, that political things that people don't agree with. That's the most protected of all speech.
Yeah, and Jeff, you know, that's another good point. We hear the politicians seem like they're part of the whole process of taking sides and keeping score. And they're not trying to bring people together. They're not trying to, you know, we don't have a lot of Democrats. It doesn't seem like we have a lot of Democrats standing up and saying, well, look, you know, there's stuff that we disagree with, but they have a right to say it. We need Republicans to say the same thing when it comes to focusing on the other side. Jeff, before I let you go, you had a cowbell?
I do.
Yeah, I'm sure. Live in Starkville. You think
my son's going to Mississippi State. So,
you have to have a cowbell. You live in Starkville, you've got to have a cowbell.
I don't live in Starkville. I live in New Orleans, but my son's going to school in Mississippi State.
So. All right, just said you're from Starkville, so I appreciate the call, Jeff, and thanks for listening to our show. All right, we're going to take a break. If you're on hold, stay with us. I promise I'm going to get right to your comments, and we've got some text messages coming up as well. You know, I hope that Charlie Kirk did not die in vain, and I hope that we learn a lesson, a true lesson about the First Amendment as a result of his tragic death. Sad, it was sad, but let's learn something from it. Let him not die in vain. Let's learn something from this. And I think Charlie himself would want us to learn something from it. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On WWL. All right, I'm Scoot, and welcome back to our show. Let me get right back to your calls. We're talking about the cancellation of Jimmy Kimmel by ABC yesterday after the FCC under the current administration threatened to take action against Kimmel because of a comment he made relative to Charlie Kirk and right-wingers in general. So we'll talk more about that. Also, in the next hour, right after the news at 2 o'clock, I'm going to explain exactly what the role is of the FCC and let you decide if you think that they're overstepping their boundaries. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Yes, how you doing today, Scoot?
Good.
That's good. Yes, I feel that they are overstepping their boundaries. And here's one of the sad things. There are people, such as my cousin, and I know, you know, online there's a lady, and there are people that will back the president no matter what he does. I am not looking at things from right and left. Forget right and left. I'm looking at it from right and wrong. Yes, how would people feel if there was something they liked, Fox News, Channel, Newsmax, just a TV show, just anything at all, and Joe Biden decided to get his FCC pick, the person that he put in there, to go after that? I don't like Jimmy Kimmel. I don't like these late-night shows. So I don't watch them. I really don't. And I don't, I mean, like, I don't think there's anything really that Kimmel said. Look, if you're making a direct threat, inciting violence like Johnny Depp did. You know, when's the last time a president was assassinated? I think it's time, stuff like that. Yeah, I'd put you in jail for doing that. I'd give you some jail time. But I can't recall anything Kimmel said. You know, he said something to the effect, it was something like, this isn't exact, but it's sort of, the Republicans wanted to shoot it to be anybody yeah, but a Republican.
Here's what Jimmy Kimmel said. He said, We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them. Well, that was happening, and he got that message in particular from Spencer Cox, the governor of Utah, who said he was, and I disagree that this is a reason to pray, but he was praying that the shooter was not an American. He was praying that the shooter was an illegal immigrant or some foreign entity. And so there was this idea that, gee, I hope it's somebody that we love to attack as opposed to it being an American. That was a real sense of concern in America, that it was an American. So he commented on something that was real.
Well, I tell you, there is one thing, though, that I did disagree with Jimmy Kimmel about. I really did. And I've heard it from a few other people, too. And it really upsets me. A 22-year-old man, and that's what you are when you're 22, is not a kid. People can be so stupid and ignorant sometimes.
Janice, I understand that. But, you know, relative, when you're older, you know, relative to that, they've, you know, people refer to you as a kid. I get that. Thanks for the call. For Metairie, Bob, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Let me ask you a blunt question.
Okay.
Everything you're saying about the Kimball thing, that's all hypothetical, isn't it?
Well, I mean, not really. Well, the... Brendan Carr in the media publicly threatened ABC to take action against Jimmy Kimmel, or they would take action against Jimmy Kimmel. And shortly after that, ABC announced that they were canceling Jimmy Kimmel.
So the president, at the direction of Brendan Carr, had Jimmy Kimmel canceled?
Well, Brendan Carr, as FCC director, has said that he is doing everything he can to use the agency to fulfill Donald Trump's dreams and plans for his agenda.
So Brendan Carr, it was fulfilling Donald Trump's dreams, and he had Jimmy Kimmel canceled. Is that right?
That's the way it appears.
So yeah,
what do you think? Well, just tell me what you think happened. I don't think it's hypothetical, but you can make that argument. What do you think happened?
It is a hypothetical.
What do you think happened? You don't think the president was involved
in
this?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, why would you say that? That you're speaking hypothetically.
Well, when the head of the FCC, when the head of the FCC says that he's going to carry out Trump's wishes, and then Trump, we know, no, he said that.
It's a hypothetical about Jimmy Kimmel. You're talking about him now.
No, he said that, well, but Brendan Carr said that they were going to take action if ABC didn't, and shortly after that, ABC cancels Jimmy Kimmel. What do you think happened?
I think it's a business decision. The guy.
Well, yeah, because
like
there's a big merger that's coming up, and apparently they want to make sure that they get Trump's signature on the merger, so they were able to follow. It's not hypothetical.
They want to make sure it is. They want to make sure they get Trump's signature.
Well, okay, it's not hypothetical.
Not
the merger's not hypothetical.
Yes, it is. The merger may not be. You saying
Bob,
that Trump
Bob, I don't want to.
No, you're not listening.
I'm giving you every opportunity, but I you know, you're talking about things that are not hypothetical. It is a fact that there's a merger that Paramount wants to go through with, and they need Trump's signature. So it appears as if they're willing to do what the FCC says, or they're afraid of the FCC.
So Trump is directing the FCC, had directed the FCC to cancel Kimball and to sign the merger. Are you saying that as a fact?
Well, he hasn't signed it yet, but it is a fact that it's a fact that they need Trump's signature on the merger, and they want the merger to go through. Therefore, it certainly appears, we don't know yet, but it appears that they're doing this in order to satisfy the president.
Oh, what do you mean satisfy? I don't understand
it. Well,
you're
Bob, I
appreciate
it. Bob, I appreciate
it. You can't win this audit.
Well, I'm not, you know, I mean, you're talking about hypothetical stuff that is factual. I mean, you're not making sense, Bob, and I'm
no,
not.
No, you're talking
Bob, you're not. I don't want to let people on the air who don't make sense, and you're not making sense.
He is determined not to understand what
right.
we are
you
telling
don't
him.
Want to understand, and so that's okay. You've expressed your opinion, and I will say goodbye. I'm not going to get into a belated argument back and forth with you. You've made up your mind. I'm not going to change your mind, and that's okay. I mean, this is where we need to respect each other, Bob, and it doesn't seem like you respect my opinion here. You know, your opinion is that President Trump had nothing to do with that. Okay, that's fine. But when President Trump has talked about canceling, when Stephen Colbert was canceled, President Trump said, Jimmy Kimmel is next. So Jimmy Kimmel was on President Trump's list. And so now we have a situation where the head of the FCC, which is under Trump, you know, I mean, I can draw stick figures for you. It's pretty damn obvious what's going on here. President Trump is elated that Jimmy Kimmel was canceled, and it is logical thinking that Brendan Carr opened the door for ABC to fire Jimmy Kimmel because they have this, the parent company has this merger coming up, and they need Trump's signature, so they want to make Trump happy. And Brendan Carr said he was going to do everything he can to make Trump happy.
Brendan Carr told Benny Johnson, quote, Kimmel's comments are part of a concerted effort to lie to the American people, and the FCC has remedies that we can look at. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct and take action on Kimmel, or there's going to be additional work for the FCC. Hours later,
yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel is off the air. I can't believe the intellectual dishonesty, the intellectual gymnastics it takes to not see how these things are related. You know, do not cancel Jimmy Kimmel in the middle of the afternoon before that night's taping. Even if his ratings are bad, you don't just cancel him in the middle of the afternoon on some idle Wednesday.
No.
You wait until his contract is up. You wait until you have the next guy up ready to take over. You don't just do it in the middle of nowhere like that.
I appreciate
unbelievable
that,
naivety.
Bob and Menery, I appreciate that you're listening. You made your point, gave you a chance to make your point, but when you just keep repeating the same thing that is not accurate, then we just have to move on with the conversation, and I hope you understand that. And I hope you can understand that in America, we need to be tolerant of each other's opinions. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar today, we wish a happy 85th birthday to Frankie Avalon. And this was one of his early songs that, as a preteen, I was listening to on my little transistor radio as I walked around the wild streets of Metairie. All right, we're coming right back. We'll have a lot to talk about. We'll continue this conversation into the next hour. Again, you can express an opinion, but when you start repeating yourself and it's the same thing, we're going to move on. There's a lot about this that is not hypothetical at all. Some of this is conjecture, and I'm expressing my opinion about what I see here, and you're allowed to express your opinion on the show about what you see here. But again, when you start repeating yourself over and over, we got to move on. We've got a lot of people on hold. And if you want to join us, just hang on. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I'm going to explain exactly what the role of the FCC is in the United States government.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.